Cuomo says the state will set up a review committee made up of scientific and health experts to check that any coronavirus vaccine approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration is indeed safe to be injected into people. The governor says he's increasingly concerned over whether the approval process has become politicized by President Donald Trump and whether approval of a vaccine might be rushed before it is fully vetted.
Frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion. And I wouldn't recommend to New Yorkers based on the federal government's opinion.
This week, the head of the FDA testified before Congress saying a vaccine won't be approved until it meets vigorous expectations for safety and effectiveness and that the FDA will not be influenced by political pressure. A careful review would likely put distribution of the virus off until well after Election Day. Afterward, President Trump said the White House might not sign off on the new protocols, saying he believed the FDA's statements are a political move. Cuomo says he also has doubts that the federal government will be able to distribute a vaccine efficiently.
They're talking about two shots necessary for a vaccine. You have 19.5 million New Yorkers. You're talking about 40 million doses being administered. You think what we went through thus far has been massive with the testing and the quarantine, et cetera. Administering a vaccine to every New Yorker, this is a massive undertaking.
He says he does not want to see a repeat of the dire situation last spring, where states had to compete with one another to buy ventilators and personal protective equipment like gloves and masks. The governor says the committee will decide on who should be among the first to receive the vaccine based on medical standards and also on training for those who will administer the vaccine, as well as conducting a massive public education campaign to convince New Yorkers to get the shots. He says his goal is to conduct a model vaccination program and make New York the first COVID-free state in the nation. Cuomo also announced that the state is adding new data to a website tracking COVID-19 cases in every school district in the state. In addition to reports from the schools themselves, the site will also include lab reports culled from the tens of thousands of tests conducted across New York each day. Cuomo says the lab data will act as a check and a balance against the school's self-reporting on coronavirus cases.
And the labs, that data has to be correct because they are the ones who actually did the test. And you'll have both sources.
The website allows a search by school district and by zip code. It also provides the option to see reports from neighboring school districts to make comparisons. Cuomo says so far, New York State remains an anomaly and has a lower rate of the virus than most other states and many nations where the rate of transmission is spiking. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.